When I was last with you, on Friday last, in fact, we had the chair of the International Dublin Literary Award, Chris Morash, in with us, taking us through the 10 shortlisted titles for this year's award. You might have heard on the News at One today that 2020 gave us an Irish winner. Anna Burns, author of Milkman, has won the award of €100,000. Winning that prize fund, the world's largest, will add to the accolades Burns has already received for the novel, including her 2018 Man Booker Prize win. Let's listen to the opening passage of Milkman, read here by Shauna Kerslake.
The day somebody McSomebody put a gun to my breast and called me a cat and threatened to shoot me was the same day the milkman died. I don't know whose milkman he was. He wasn't our milkman. I don't think he was anybody's. He didn't take milk orders. There was no milk about him. He didn't ever deliver milk. Also, he didn't drive a milk lorry. Instead, he drove cars. Different cars, often flash cars, though he himself was not flashy. For all this, though, I only noticed him and his cars when he put himself in them in front of me. He appeared one day driving up in one of his cars as I was walking along reading Ivanhoe. Often I would walk along reading books. I didn't see anything wrong with this, but soon it became something else to be added as further proof against me. Reading while walking was definitely on the list. You're one of the Hoosets girls, aren't you? So-and-so was your father, wasn't he? Your brothers, Thingy and Thingy used to play in the hurling team, didn't they? Hop in. I'll give you a lift.
Shauna Kerslake there, reading from the opening passage of Milkman, the book which was announced earlier today as the winner of this year's International Dublin Literary Award. The long list for the award is made up of books nominated by libraries worldwide. And in her acceptance speech, Anna Burns recalled her own experience of libraries growing up in Belfast.
Libraries have always been important to me. I have prominent memories of my childhood Saturdays when I would go to the library with my aunt and we'd make good on our tickets, and oftentimes not just our own or even our own. There seemed to be a black market in library tickets when I was growing up. No one seemed to have their own, yet managed to go into the building with about 3 to 5 cards and come out with about 9 to 15 books. So I thank too the lovely Old Park Library in North Belfast and the Central Library in downtown Belfast, not just for playing a huge role in my reading life, but for letting everybody away with being a different person from whom their library cards that week were saying they were. Libraries are good sports, and to go from being a wee girl haggling over library cards with my siblings, my friends, neighbours, my parents and my aunt, to be standing here today receiving this award is phenomenal for me, and I thank you all again for this great honour.
Well, who knew that library cards could cause such things to happen? Anna Burns there accepting the International Dublin Literary Award for her novel Milkman, and many, many congratulations to her.